Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. It's Daniel here again, and welcome. If this is your first time joining us on this amazing podcast, trust me, relatable discussions, conversations, thoughts, ideas, and stories are shared on this podcast, and you would find an episode that you would be able to relate with. If you are a returning listener, I'd like to thank you for always clicking, listening, and sharing links to previous episodes. So there was something I was supposed to say yesterday, but I forgot. So I'm just going to forget about that and say what I'm going to say today. Cristiano Ronaldo, one of the two greatest players of all time, has crashed out. Not him, anyway. Him and his country. Yes, his country has crashed out of the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar. It has been a very, very, very turbulent year for Cristiano Ronaldo. And as his fan, his supporter, someone whom I have enjoyed watching for how long now? A long while. It's sad to see him, you know, crash out of the World Cup like this. I honestly expected, I wanted Portugal to go far, but Morocco said no. They did it for Africa. Africa, So, why am I mentioning Ronaldo? Why am I mentioning the fact that Portugal is out of the World Cup? Everything I'm going to say from this moment on is personal opinion. I just had to give that disclaimer. Everything I'm saying is personal opinion. It is not to be taken seriously. You can take it seriously, but stay with me. So Cristiano Ronaldo is 37 years old. He would be 38 in the first half of 2023. Yeah, I think in the first quarter, safe. And, you know, at some point, doctors used to say, Ronaldo, even though he's growing old, he has the body of a 23-year-old. He is athletic, energetic, young, And personally, I feel all of those talks, all of those, you know, conversations have, to an extent, clouded his mind and made him feel that, I can keep on going at this game, this beautiful game of football, forever. I won't get to a point where I won't perform as I should have. And I believe supporters of football are not helping matters. This is a 37-year-old man who has spent over 2 decades of his life playing football day in, day out. If he's not playing, he is training, he is improving himself to play better. As a footballer, the efficiency of a machine can never be 100%. Your body is a fleshy machine, if you can put it in that way. And no matter how much you enjoy something, no matter how much you put in efforts and time to improve yourself in a particular area or field, it will get to the point where your body would fail you. And personally, I believe it has, Cristiano Ronaldo's body has failed him. Not failed him in a bad way. It's just that biology cannot be cheated. You can't cheat biology. A 37-year-old man cannot perform at the level that he has performed, say when he was 27 or when he was even 30. And if there's one thing I do not so much fancy about Cristiano Ronaldo in this stage that he is in, is the fact that he has not learned to say no. He has not understood and know that, I think this is time for me to bid farewell to the beautiful game of football and to the wonderful fans that have supported me over the past 2 decades. You have had a wonderful career that we would talk about in years to come. We would never forget the wonderful exploits of Cristiano Ronaldo, his hundreds of goals, his wonderful memories in different leagues. I mean, he did it in Manchester United first, then he went to Real Madrid, then Juventus, then back to Manchester United for a second time. Not many players can do that in their lifetime, and he has done all of that. So maybe, just maybe, it's time for Cristiano Ronaldo to take a bow and leave football and retire like an old man that he is. And bringing that into our individual lives, there are times where we have done things, enjoyed certain runs, and we're like, ah, okay, we can never run out of stuff, we can never run out of juice, we can never run out of steam. And then we begin to see a pattern of inconsistencies, and we're like, ah, we can still do this thing, we are not going to stop doing this thing. Maybe, just maybe, it's time for you to pause, or in some cases stop, reevaluate, and say, okay, what am I not doing right? What are the things that I need to do? What are the questions that I need to answer? Why are these things not working fine for me now? If the answers to those questions are beyond your control, then maybe it's time for you to stop and figure out other things for yourself to do. Now, when you stop a particular thing, it does not mean that you would now become useless, obviously. It just means that you have to channel your energy into less strenuous stuff, like chilling with family. That's less stressful. You have lots of family time. You have lots of time to yourself. Think about that. Think about that as you prepare for another week in the month of December. It's 20 days to the end of 2022. And trust me, the things that you enjoyed doing all through this year, as we begin to prepare for 2023, you may not have the capacity to do those things in 2023. You may not have the energy to do those things in the coming year. Are you ready for that reality? Think about this question. Until you hear from me again, beautiful people, next time tomorrow. Ciao.